Are you ready to stop shrinking to fit into someone else's version of success? Welcome to Illuminate Your Worth, the podcast that helps you remember who you are and reclaim your life. Hosted by transformation facilitator Heather Stewart, this is your space for soulful conversations, coaching insights, and reminders that you're not here to settle. You're here to shine. Now let's dive in.
Happy February. February, it's so funny that maybe we're just tired of winter by the time February rolls around, and it seems really long, even though it's really short. But I don't know. I'm kind of enjoying my February. And I am Heather, and this is Illuminate Your Worth. We're on the Inspired Choices Network, and we're going to talk about love, because February, they always say, oh, it's the month of love, besides being the short month, besides being the month that people are tired of winter. Maybe that's why they threw Valentine's Day into February, right? They're like, we need a way to cheer people up. Let's make up a holiday. Yeah, let's make up a holiday. We'll call it Valentine's Day. We'll talk about love. And then people will forget that they're feeling down. I like the theory. You know, I teach two movement classes a week still. I teach a chair yoga class, and I teach this fusion of yoga and Tai Chi, which I love that class. It's so much fun. But at the beginning of each class, I don't know how I came up with this, I always tell people what the made-up holidays are. You know, like yesterday was Eat a Brownie Day. I like that holiday. I can work with that holiday. And we have a good laugh about the various holidays that there are. But if you think about it, really, all of the holidays are made up. All of them, even the religious ones. Somebody had to come up with the idea of like, hey, we should have a celebration for this particular thing. And it'll be on this day. Like here in Canada, we have Victoria Day in May, which celebrates Queen Victoria's birthday. But it's not very often actually on her birthday. We just wanted a long weekend. We knew her birthday was in May. So we're like, it's right around here. So happy month of love. All that to say, getting to the point, Heather. Today's episode is, are you looking for love in all the wrong places? I felt like for this episode, it should have started with a montage of all the love songs, you know, love, 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 and all you need is love, and love is, you know, we are obsessed with love, and I'm okay with that. I think that love is actually really important. I don't want to diminish it in any way. In fact, I think love does make the world go round. Love is the most important thing. Love is more important than anything else, but it's become distorted in our earthly habitation and in looking for, trying to figure out what it is. And if you listen to love songs, it's like everybody's in pain and hurting. Like I remember when I was an auditor, back when I was a CPA, I was auditing a small company, and the accountant I was working in his office at this little table, and he loved country music. And, you know, I actually don't mind country music now. Maybe it's an age thing. But by the end of my day, I'm just like so depressed. It's like everybody here is just losing in love and pain and agony. And then their dog dies. And, you know, it's just like country music was super depressing at that time. But I think it's because we're looking at it in the wrong way. So what do I mean when I'm talking about looking for love in all the wrong places? And by the way, let's just like set the groundwork here. I'm not talking about the chocolate and roses version, the Hallmark card version, the prince on his white horse version of love, because those are fleeting. Is fleeting the right word for this? Those are almost like an idealization. Is that a word? Ideation? It's something that seems too invented to I'm losing, I've lost the word that I was looking for. I apologize. But I'm thinking about, you don't want this fantasy version because that's not real. Fantasy versions of things are this idea that we've made up in our head of how things should be. And we get fed them so regularly. I mean, my goodness. Speaking about, love songs and whatnot, like those are fantasy versions, whether the person's winning or losing. The Hallmark Channel. I'm not dissing Hallmark, but the formula. Boy finds girl or girl finds boy. There's a connection. Maybe she's poor, maybe he's rich, maybe it's the other way around. Something happens, it all falls apart, and then they get back together at the end. Hooray. It's like, come on, really? That's not our lives don't follow a formula in that way. And if your goal or the only thing that you've known or the pattern that you've been taught or understood has always been the Disney princess, he's going to come and rescue you, or the knight in shining armor, or the slayer of the dragons, or the, most romantic down on one knee, does everything for you and adores you version. That's not saying that you won't get those things, but that's not real life. Real life is a little messier than that, Have you noticed at the end of all of those Disney shows, it always fades to black? They lived happily ever after. Nothing bad ever happened to them. Everything was perfect. That's all. That's not real. Even when you're in the perfect, so I consider myself right now, my partner right now is the most ideal person for me. Really. And I feel like I have found the love that is, I'm going to get into this a little bit later. I have two kinds. I have two places where I look for love, one from me and one from a partner. And the one from me is the most important, by the way. We'll get into that. But does that mean our life is perfect? No. When he came home the other day and he must have been thinking about something and he said something quite abruptly, I went, "What? Are you giving me a hard time about something?" He didn't come swanning in on his horse and say, "Oh, you're the most glorious person ever." But we just had a laugh about it after that. That was how he came into the room. I wasn't offended. I didn't get upset or angry. I just said, "Oh, that's interesting. There's life happening right there." So looking for love in all the wrong places is things like, and do not give yourself a hard time about any, if you see yourself in any of this, do not give yourself a hard time because you don't know what you don't know. Maybe you've never looked at it before. Maybe this is what you've seen, the patterns of your mother, your grandmother, your sisters, your aunts, your uncles, your family, your friends. You don't know anything different until you see something different. Or you suddenly one day go, "Wait a minute, this isn't working for me." So, this is for the people who keep ending up in the same relationship over and over again. I've known people who the relationship that they had would be great and then it wouldn't be great. So they would end it and then they would go to another, but it would be the same relationship because they hadn't changed what they were looking for. They hadn't realized what had gone on in the first relationship. So if you keep repeating the same relationships, maybe this will help you, right? It's going to be something for you if you think you have to be perfect to be worthy of love. I've talked about this before. There is no perfect. We're just people, right? So you don't need to perfect anything about you. You're already perfect now, and you don't have to become something to be loved. And this is also, and I'm going to be fully honest with you here. This one kind of was like me for when I was younger. It's like anytime someone was kind to me, that was like the little crumbs of kindness, you know. Just somebody was saying something nice to me, I immediately felt like I had to perform for that person, or I had to, you know, I would take these little crumbs of people being nice to me and think, oh my goodness, this is so fulfilling. Really? Like if you're with a partner who's just occasionally kind to you, that's like, you know, having a slice of toast for your entire day instead of, you know, feeding and nourishing yourself. One little bite of toast isn't going to nourish you. The occasional little tidbit of kindness from someone is not them loving you. You know, it's not sustaining. It's not sustaining. So we're not going to blame anybody. We're not going to blame the people who we want to love us. We're not going to blame ourselves. We're not going to blame anybody for anything because there's no blame to be had anywhere. We're just here to notice our patterns and be nice to ourselves and maybe think about a new pattern. So if you feel like, oh my God, she's talking about me, and especially if you're someone that I know, if you think I'm talking about you, maybe I am, maybe I'm not. But I'm not here to give you a hard time and I'm not here to beat anybody up. I'm here to turn the lights on. Remember, this show is called Illuminate Your Worth. We're going to pew, light up the world with our tidal wave of brilliance. That's what we're going to do. We're going to explore where you might outsource talking about loving yourself, outsourcing love, right? Why outsourcing? We've reached this world where outsourcing things is the way to be efficient. That doesn't work in this situation. We might even talk about where maybe that started to come from and what it's going to cost you. So when any of my clients have a habit pattern that we identify together, I don't say I don't do the pointing finger, you're doing this. I don't do that because it's not effective. Because if someone does that to me, I won't tell you what my response is, but it's not usually constructive. Outsourcing love, oh my goodness, what is costing you? So that's what I was going to say. What is costing you? So when you have a behavior pattern, there's a reason that pattern stays and it's providing you with something. Even if when you realize it, you might think, well, why would I do that? That's not helpful. But to some extent, something inside of you thinks it's helpful or learned that it was helpful. So when we can identify them, then you can start looking for love in all the right places and in a way that helps you shift and lets you like really get into this flow of awesome in your life. And maybe you'll love February because I know there's people who hate February, not just because it's winter, but because they hate Valentine's Day. They hate everything about it. They don't want to talk about love. And love is the universe. That's all the universe energy is. I think evil is just absence of love, really. Take that one on. I might have to contemplate that one. I might have to write that one down. So we're going to talk about what it might actually look like for you in a way that might make sense to you, right? Because there's lots of ways it happens. It's pretty sneaky. I didn't realize some of the ways that I was doing it until I changed who I was and realized this is an upcoming topic that I realized this morning. I changed who I was and I changed who I wanted to. I realized I wanted to be someone different, so I started to change who I was. But I still had these old stories that I was living by. And old stories are patterns, right? Old stories are just old patterns. So I had to start to realize, like, well, this is who I am now, or this is who I'm becoming now. Are there stories still existing inside my psyche, patterns that are existing still inside of me that are actually keeping me from really stepping into that place that I want to be, stepping into my intention, stepping into being more fully, for this episode, more fully in love with me, and not a selfish, conceited way. And we get self-love so tied up with conceited energy that that's not actually where we're going to go with this. We're going to go on to a quick break, my friends. This is the time where you're going to run off to take care of whatever you need to take care of, and heck, maybe even give us a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to. And the biggest form of love that you can offer someone else is to share insights and wisdom with them, and then let them grow and expand their own awesomeness. So send some love out into the world. Share this with your favorite people. We will be, pardon me, back in just a moment. This is Heather on Inspired Choices Network. This is Illuminate Your Worth. Let's talk about love. We'll be back in a minute.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Yes, I always forget to mention that. We are over here in the chat room. Dana and I are just over here hanging out, chatting away. And if you want to come over and have a chat with us, if you're listening live, you just head over to the inspiredchoicesnetwork.com and click chat room. And there we are. So we're talking about love, 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 love. So what does looking for love in all the wrong places actually mean? This is where we compromise ourselves, our wellness, our energy, our vitality, our integrity, anything where you're compromising to try and get something that you think you need from someone else. So if you feel like intense gratitude for anyone who's nice to you, even if the relationship isn't healthy. So I'm thinking of instances where, and this one will be really obvious, you know, someone who is in an abusive relationship, but he's, you know, he doesn't mean it, and he's so nice to me sometimes, or he or she can be either way, right? Abuse can come from anyone. And it's funny because I've actually heard that someone say this to me recently. Well, yes, he was angry and went off the rails. But later he was just so sweet. I'm like, well, that's not a healthy relationship. that's not a healthy relationship, right? It's like those occasional drops of kindness are not these the kindness should be the standard in a relationship, not the occasional treat that you get, if you want to think of it that way. It's not the occasional little treat that you get. I have a box of chocolate. Heather, how did you get this round to chocolate? How do you do that? I have this box, this wooden box. It's a memory box, actually, but it's got chocolate bars in it. And when I want an occasional treat, I go get myself a square of chocolate out of the chocolate box. And that's okay. But love is not an occasional treat. Kindness is not an occasional treat. The other way it can show up is when you stay too long with someone who says that they care about you, but they don't ever really show up for you. A relationship is a reciprocal thing. There is giving and taking. It has to go both ways. It can't be everything going in one direction. That's like, I used this example in I can't remember which episode I used it in, where you're exhaling, exhaling, exhaling all your air out. And if you never inhale, well, you're probably going to die, right? So giving, 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 giving is like just depleting, depleting, depleting. And at some point, well, the relationship maybe is the thing that dies. But there has to be a return from that person so that you can inhale, so that you can give and receive. And sometimes the pattern that we learn actually comes from when we're little kids. We're so pliable and, you know, like little sponges when we're little kids. And the things that we learn, we don't even know that we're there learning things. And our parents, they're just trying to keep their shit together, really, right? They've got a lot going on. And they may or may not, even the most conscious parents, even the most conscious parents now who are like, we do everything for our child, they only get organic food, then, you know, there's probably times when they say something that they think is one way and the child takes it another way. It's just, you can't control that. So you do the best you can. Don't get scared. You just do the best you can, right? So if you're still this little kid who's trying to win your parents' love by being perfect, a perfect performance, a perfect grade, the perfect child, you know, the sweet, quiet child, the athletic child. I remember I was in a workshop once, and it was one of those workshops where you sat with someone and you did eye gazing. I don't know if you've ever done that, where you gaze at each other's eyes for like 5 minutes or something without making faces, without you know, without communicating other than looking at each other. And then at the end of this 5 minutes, we shared I don't think they called it a secret, but it felt like it was a realization, something that they hadn't really told anyone else. And this person shared with me that they had been an Olympic level athlete for their father. And when their father passed away, they realized they hated it and they stopped doing it. And that's a big realization, and that's a big pressure to put on yourself, that you have to perform at some level, maybe not the Olympic level, but you have to perform. You have this feeling that you have to perform at a certain level to earn the love of your parents. And then when you get older, maybe it's not your parents anymore. You've just put surrogate people in place, right? So, you know, it's like, look at me, look at me, look at me. Look how good I am. Look at how much I can achieve. Look how much I can do all at one time. Look how many balls I can juggle. Watch, watch, watch. And maybe you get what you need briefly, but you're going to burn yourself out, right? So think about like ways all of these things can show up for you is, and this is a friend that I used to have. They texted you only when they wanted something or they needed something. And you would get super excited. I would say, oh, yay, they still like me, right? I'm guilty, like not guilty. I recognize these patterns in myself. There's no guilt. There's no blame. I recognize these patterns in myself. And now when I try to recognize them before I let them take hold. But when you get super excited because someone who you want to be friends with or have affection from texts you, and you'll just jump at when they message you. I think about that. It was in the Bugs Bunny cartoon, Looney Tunes, with the big bulldog who'd be walking along and the little dog going, "Butch, what are we doing today? What are we doing today?" And the Butch was like totally ignoring him until he felt like it, right? That's kind of like you don't want someone who only calls you when they need you or wants something from you. And you don't have to be all excited all the time because they just suddenly decided to reach out to you, right? You can't let those ones drift away. There's emotionally distant partners who they're not bad people. They're not abusing you. They're just not there for you. And you make excuses for them. If you're making excuses for someone on why you need to stay in the relationship or why, well, they're just really busy or they've just got a lot on their minds or, reasons why they aren't there for you. If you're making excuses for them, you might want to examine that, right? Not all unhealthy relationships are what we would term abuse, right? And perfect daughter patterning. Yes, I'm examining myself. I could potentially suffer from perfect daughter patterning and overachieving and having to do everything and overhelping and hoping. And this is like one of those childhood things. They look at me, look at me. It shows up all over the place, I remember I was out for I was on a sailboat of all things. This is probably 25 odd years ago. And I was out with friends and we were on a sailboat that belonged to one of their parents, and their parents were there chatting with us. And I was speaking with the father, and he was just asking me about myself, and I was just telling him all the things. So he said, "You're a bit of an overachiever, aren't you?" And nobody had ever said that to me before. This is like 25 years ago. So I was like, "Really? Am I?" So when it's this is an interesting quirk, and this is maybe a quirk that you might contemplate adopting. Whenever somebody says something to me that catches me by surprise, I don't deny it because they're seeing something that I haven't noticed before. I instead go, "Really? That's interesting. I'll have to think about that." And then I don't need to solve anything. I just put my mind to work, going, "Think about that while I'm doing something else. Am I an overachiever?" Yes, apparently I am. And I still, in some ways, am an overachiever because partly because I love all the things that I do and explore, and I find them all, and I'm this naturally curious person. But I'm very conscious now, and I choose now more consciously what I choose to add on to my overachievement list or my achievement list or the things I want to achieve, right? I would love to achieve giant wall murals in chinoiserie painting. And if you don't know what that is, just go Google it. But there's different levels of priority. And is that me? So when I decide to take on something new, this is kind of the point I'm trying to get at. When I decide to take on something new now, or if you're trying to achieve something, this could be your gauge. Who are you achieving it for? What are you taking it on for? What are you doing it for? I really like painting. So I'm taking on this new learning of how to do something because I really like painting and I want to learn how to do more painting. I'm not doing it because I need to paint a giant wall mural on the side of a building where everybody can see it and I can get recognition, right? I'm doing it because I think it's super interesting. And if you can find that balance between, like, or that shift, maybe it's not a balance, that shift of I'm doing it to be recognized, or I'm doing it because I think it's super cool, then you will start to shift that pattern of overachieving to try and get something you think you're missing. Right? It's super common. Most of us actually weren't taught how to love ourselves. We were taught how to earn approval. That's a different thing. We grew up to think it's love. We grew up to think that approval and attention was love. But approval just means you're fitting someone else's box, right? That doesn't mean that you are being loved. You're just being accepted because you are doing something. You're following the rules, basically. You're following their rules, not your rules. Let's talk about rewriting the rules, right? That, I think that's one of the chapters in my book. Rewrite the rules. Yeah, baby. Let's rewrite the rules. We're going to go on to our next break. If, by the way, you haven't bought the book yet, if you're looking at the video, there it is. Illuminate Your Worth. Stop pretending you're okay. Start living like you mean it. It's on Amazon. And yes, chapter 10 is called Rewrite the Rules. I just had to check. And if you didn't have time to give a to share this out with the world because it's Love Week, share this out with someone, even if you don't like them, send it to them. Maybe they could use it and maybe you'd like them more. This is Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth on the Inspired Choices Network. I'm going to send you some love and I would love for you to come back in just a moment.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
You are always welcome, my friend. I don't know if you listen to the little ad lady in between. You are always welcome to send me a message and ask me questions, right? info@heatherstewart.coach. You can go over to my website. There's some pretty cool things over there. There's a quiz. There's some downloads. Yeah, there's all kinds of really good things over there. And I'm adding things all the time. That's why I have that look of, what else is over there? Because I'm putting more stuff up there recently. So we're talking about love. And it's just because, is it Saturday? Saturday is Valentine's Day, our made-up holiday about love. And we're talking about how sometimes we're looking for love and we're compromising. We're actually doing things that twisting ourselves into this shape to find this love that we want. When really, that's not what you're getting. Right? When you twist yourselves into a shape to get love, you're just getting approval. You're getting a way that fits what someone wants you to be. And that's not best for you in the long run, you know? In the long run, the real love that you is most sustainable and the best for you is from yourself. And I was having a conversation recently, and this person was saying she hated that. Self-love. What? Because she didn't know, she just couldn't translate that into an action, or it didn't make any sense. So let's see if we can figure this out. So if you are in this pattern of any kind of kindness to you is, you call it love, you know, someone is nice to you and you suddenly become loyal to them, which is fine. You know, if someone is nice to you, that's usually the beginning of something and it grows into a relationship. Are you watching for red flags that come where they are that distant person, or they are only occasionally nice to you, you know, little tidbits? It can show up. So calling kindness love can show up in friendships, dating, work, all of them, where you attach fast to someone who feels like they might treat you better than you've been treated before. And in the beginning, it might be true. But then you just accept anything going forward instead of staying conscious in that relationship. So we have this like low baseline of what we think we deserve. Isn't that kind of crazy? Like, don't lower your bar. Don't lower the bar of what you will accept as in any relationship. It doesn't have to be a romantic relationship. Don't lower your bar in what you'll accept in a friendship, what you'll accept in a work relationship. I mean, think about customer service departments. We have pretty high bars on what we'll accept from a business, but we'll lower the bar for our closer relationships. What's that all about? You know, you are not responsible for ensuring the happiness of other people. You are not responsible for ensuring the happiness of other people. I'm going to just say it because when we get into relationships and the other person is unhappy or struggling or not treating you the way you want, sometimes you do this all this work to try and make them happy because you want them to give you that love again. Where's the love that we had before? You think if you make them happy, they'll give it to you again. But that's not your responsibility. Your responsibility is to ensure your happiness. That's all. That doesn't mean you're a jerk to other people. I'm not giving you permission to go out and be an asshole, but ensuring your happiness is your best ticket to a good life, right? So don't ignore your own needs to try and get kindness from other people. Don't tolerate behavior that does not match your values. There is no reason for you to tolerate that. That doesn't mean you have to stand on a soapbox and tell this person they're terrible. You just remove yourself. Unless they're doing something illegal, then I think you need to call the police. And you don't need to end up drained or resentful at the end of a relationship. There's a relationship that I had with someone who I was very close to for quite a number of years. And another one of my friends once asked me, this person who I was friends with for a long time, we are no longer friends. Another acquaintance friend of ours who knew both of us asked me why I was friends with her. And then that's another one of those, oh, that's a good question, because I couldn't answer it. And I realized after we ended our friendship, how draining this person was. And in some ways, I described this relationship as bipolar. It's like the highs were very high and very intense, and the lows were very low and very intense. And it was draining, this up and down of like intensely high and intensely low. And that's not a stable relationship. You know, it was just like, whew, I would need to take like a month off at a time just to recover myself. So those relationships are when you're in the highs, they seem really amazing, don't they? But you have to remember that when you're in the lows, does that serve you? Are you feeling drained? Are you feeling resentful? Do you actually feel loved, or are you just waiting for the next hit? Whoa, love is a drug. They've probably sung a song. I'm sure they've sung a song about that. Addicted to Love, Robert Plant, right? So where in your life are you overvaluing the they're nice to me and undervaluing feeling safe, respected, and seen? So nice is sure that's it's nice to be nice. I'm thinking of MASH. It's nice to be nice to the nice. If you've never watched MASH, it's okay. Or it's more important really for you to feel safe in a relationship. Not safe necessarily physically safe, but safe to be your messy self. Safe to be able to say, you know, maybe safe to burp in front of that person. I don't know, whatever safe is for you. And respect it, you know, when you're having you know, not your most glorious day, they still respect you. They're not, you don't have to be always on for that person. You don't have to walk on eggshells. This is another phrase that I heard recently from someone, walking on eggshells because their partner was suffering stress to the point where anything could set them off. And it's not, they're not an abusive spouse or a bad person. It's just there's no way to navigate that relationship at that time. And really, you know what? You want more than breadcrumbs. You want more than, you know, a slice of toast and a glass of water for your meals. You want to wake up to the fact maybe that you need a whole meal. You need to be sustained and fulfilled in relationships. And I know I keep referring to like the my mind keeps going to the romantic kind of love, but I have friends that I love, who, whenever anything's going on, we can, you know, even if we don't see each other every day, we know that we respect each other, we are kind to each other, we are consistent with each other. There's mutual care, there is safety to be who you are. You know, kindness is too low a bar for you to set for yourself. Because love is actually kindness plus that consistency, safety, and mutual care. Love has to be everything. The occasional drop of kindness in your cup, you're gonna die of thirst. You need the consistency of that. You need the safety and you need mutual care. That's the reciprocity. You need it to come both ways, baby, giving and taking. And this I see in quite a few women, especially, is the receiving part is harder because you think you have that pattern that you always have to be giving, 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 taking care of this, taking care of that, taking care of everything. And the receiving becomes difficult. So, may I interject a thought here and have you start to examine, contemplate, how hard is it for you to receive? And I'm thinking of this specifically. So, a friend of mine had surgery last week and asked me to help out, pick her up at the hospital. If you're listening, love you. pick her up at the hospital and stay with her and stay overnight to help her out. And of course I'm going to. I love this person. I'm ecstatic to be able to help this person. And the number of times that she had to say, oh my gosh, thank you so much. Oh, like, yes, gratitude is important, but this person felt like they were inconveniencing me for asking for help. That's a sure sign that that receiving is one of your growth zones, right? That's a definite growth zone. I mean, I'm still learning it. Remember when if you've been listening for a while, and when I fell and broke my wrist, one of the things that I was learning was how to ask for and accept help because I only had one hand and I had to ask people to help me and not feel bad about it, right? Being forced to ask for help is one thing, but not feeling bad about it, that's gold right there, my friend. That's gold right there. We are going to go on one more break, but don't go away. Got a couple more thoughts before I send you off with love and sparkles. This is Heather. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. You are listening to Illuminate Your Worth, and we are talking about looking for love in all the wrong places. I'll see you in a minute.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts. You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
That was a quick one, wasn't it? We're back. Was looking for love in all the wrong places. So think about this. Are you always drawn to the person? You know, it's like, oh, he's such a bad boy. We get drawn to these bad boys. I see bad boys as emotionally unavailable, although they are pretty darn cute sometimes. But if you're not emotionally available, then you're not going to get the return that you need. Do you get attracted to projects, you know, the people that need to be fixed, saved, or healed? Because you feel like you can fix this person and then they'll love you. You don't need to find someone who needs repairing to find love, right? You can just find someone and love them. And you don't have to go into those childhood dynamics of trying to get the attention of whatever parental unit. You know, we have these diverse family units now. Whoever you're trying to get attention from, you don't need to keep working on that and let that one go. You know, if you do everything right, then you'll finally feel loved. No, that's not going to work. And that doesn't stop you. Think about it. If you suddenly hit a perfect score on something, does that mean you're going to be enough at that point and that you're safe and that you're loved? So let's say, you know, you got 100% on something. I don't know what it would be, just as an example. Yeah, I just got promoted. I'm the number one in my class. I'm the number one in our company. I'm the number one book on Amazon. Is that going to give you what you need? I feel like it might not. So have there been times where you tried to be perfect to keep the peace in any relationship? Doesn't have to be romantic. Tried to be perfect, tried to fit into something. Did you ever stay in a relationship because if you felt like if you left, it was failing? Think about, I watch all these shows that are set in like the 50s and 60s and even the 20s. And I think, you know, it was bad to leave a marriage then because you promised till death do you part. Well, let's be honest, you know, if so, then you're made to feel that you fail if you leave a relationship. But that's not failing. That's being honest. That's taking ownership of your life and doing what's best for you and not being an asshole. Doing what's best for you is not being an asshole. I want to separate those two. Maybe I have to do a podcast about that. And if you were performing for love, but you weren't receiving it, there's another pattern. You know, are you doing a little song and dance for little tidbits that aren't really sustaining you? And the brutal part is this is what I've been trying to allude to, is that some people actually can't give you the love that you're asking for. And it's not because you're unlovable. It's because they maybe don't have the capacity right now. And the love that you need the most, you will never find from someone outside of you. I talked to a psychologist a number of years ago on my previous podcast called Back to Me. You can go back and listen to it. It's still up there on Spotify. Back to Me, Wellness Your Way. And she made a really interesting point. She said, when we're looking for love outside of us, we are always trying to find that partner who is going to deliver exactly what we want and need at exactly the right time. Even if you have a healthy, like you don't have the patterns of overperforming or trying to please someone, you're always trying to find the love that you need at the right way and the right time from that person outside of you. And they might fit, check most of your boxes, but they will never, ever be able to check all of the boxes because only you are capable of giving what you need at exactly the right time in exactly the right way. You are the only person who can love yourself, love you in the way that you really need and deserve to be loved. You 100%, you're on the planet, therefore you deserve love. Don't starve yourself looking for love from other people, right? That's our snack analogy. Love isn't an occasional treat. Love is a meal. And if you provide it for yourself, you will always have exactly what you need. That does not mean that you aren't in a relationship, in love, in the relationships with friends and family and everybody. I love all of my friends. I love the relationships that I have. I love having so much capacity to share love with these people because of how much I love myself. And if that sounds really hard for you, take some breaths, my friend. It's a new way for you to maybe contemplate the world. It's a new way to maybe think about how to be with yourself. We don't need Romeo and Juliet, although I love that play. So where are you still trying to earn love? Maybe just give yourself a little inventory. What is one thing you can choose for yourself this week? Maybe it's saying no to someone who's behaving in a way that's not supporting you. And if you chose yourself this week, what would it look like? You know, maybe saying no, maybe rescheduling something. Maybe it's just saying that you're not okay with something. That is choosing you. And self-love doesn't have to be all like kissy faces. It's just like choosing yourself first is the best way that you can show yourself love. Choosing what's best for you. Hashtag don't be an asshole, right? And stop chasing love that's not available. Stop chasing the person who doesn't have the capacity right now to give you even a smidgen of what you need. Because you're just wasting your time. You're just causing yourself strain and pain and agony and thinking it's making you think that you're not lovable. Just because someone doesn't love you doesn't mean you're not lovable. I'm remembering a quote from a show and it's gone out of my head, so I'll have to give it to you another time. You don't have to blow up your life tomorrow, my friend. Tiny little self-love choices are going to add up, and that's going to build you up to trust and love yourself again. Because when you were a little kid, you totally loved yourself. I'm telling you, you came out that way. You just forgot. Happy Love Week, my friends. Happy Valentine's Day or whatever you choose to celebrate on your made-up holiday. I'll see you next time.
Thank you for tuning into Illuminate Your Worth. Heather Stewart will be back next week to help you shift your mindset, reclaim your joy, and build a life that fits you. Catch the next episode on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Mountain, and 10 a.m. Pacific. Until then, take one inspired step today and keep shining. and keep shining.